The long-term evolution of the atmosphere of Venus, processes and feedback mechanisms, by Cedric Gilman et al. In this chapter, we focus on the long-term evolution of the atmosphere of Venus, and how it has been affected by interior, exterior cycles. The formation and evolution of Venus's atmosphere, leading to the present-day surface conditions, remain hotly debated and involve questions that tie into many disciplines. Here, we explore the mechanisms that shape the evolution of the atmosphere, starting with the volatile sources and sinks. Going from the deep interior to the top of the atmosphere, we describe fundamental processes such as volcanic outgassing, surface-atmosphere interactions, and atmosphere escape. Furthermore, we address more complex aspects of the history of Venus, including the role of meteoritic impacts, how magnetic field generation is tied into long-term evolution, and the implications of feedback cycles for atmospheric evolution. Finally, we highlight three plausible end-member evolutionary pathways that Venus might have followed, from the accretion to its present-day state, based on current modeling and observations. In a first scenario, the planet was desiccated early on, during the magma ocean phase, by atmospheric escape. In a second scenario, Venus could have harbored surface liquid water for long periods of time, until its temperate climate was destabilized and it entered a runaway greenhouse phase. In a third scenario, Venus's inefficient outgassing could have kept water inside the planet, where hydrogen was trapped in the core and the mantle was oxidized. We discuss existing evidence and future observations, missions needed to refine our understanding of the planet's history and of the complex feedback cycles between the interior, surface, and atmosphere that operate in the past, present or future of Venus. This was the long-term evolution of the atmosphere of Venus, processes and feedback mechanisms, by Cedric Gilman et al.